you're not going to start a game in Europe, the first game in the group stage, you're not going to be happy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's normal, I think. But you support the team and try and impact at them when you come on.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Stephanie Zambra, congratulations on an incredible career. I'm sure to make the decision to retire is a pretty tough one to make. What was it like for you, and why do you think now is the right time?
Yeah, look, obviously it's not something that I decided last minute. It's something I've been thinking about for a while. I probably thought about it at the start of the season to give it one more year. You know, that was kind of the plan. Obviously, as the season started to go through, it started to become more of a reality that was coming up, and it was obviously second thinking about it again. You know, what am I thinking? Do I really want to do it? But I think the last couple of months, I just thought the time is right. It feels good. You know, I have enjoyed my time with Rovers. I think one of the biggest things for me was to see women's football go to a stage where girls were being paid to play here in Ireland, you know, and that was a big step, I think, and I was happy to be part of that with Rovers. The training's been brilliant, so I probably feel as fit as I've been in a long time, you know, in terms of fitness and that. So that was probably the temptation to keep going, you know, but I think the time was right. There's a lot happening, obviously, away from football. Myself and Dean been building our own coaching company for the last couple of years, and it's going the right direction, and we're just trying to take on opportunities now, and I just felt the time was right.
Yeah, Dean, your husband is here today. Obviously a massive support system with him, with your family. How important has that been to have that support to go on and make it and do what you've
done?
Yeah,
huge. Like, honestly, I can't put it into words, really. It's even writing the statement for social media was the toughest thing I've had to do. Like, they've been brilliant. Obviously, my dad years ago, my two brothers, my sister, my mum. My dad brought me everywhere, like travelled around the world, watching playing for Ireland, came to every tournament, going to every part of Ireland for trials and training sessions and all. So without them, I definitely wouldn't have stuck at it, you know. And I think I said last night in my post that my dad always kind of told me to be myself, to keep practicing my technical skills. And obviously with the Puskas goal, that kind of came good in the end, you know. He always told me to try and be different and try and be that type of player. And obviously when things didn't go right, he just told me to keep smiling. No, he was always there to be kind of that backup support too. And then obviously later on then when I met Dean, I was very lucky, you know. I met Dean when I was 18, and some boyfriends might have been a little bit more, stay here, I want you to be here with me. I don't know if that's a good or a bad sign that he wanted to be with me, but like, he pushed me to go and be a professional.
He understood.
And he said, yeah, he got it. Yeah, obviously Dean's dedicated his life to football with the League of Ireland too, so he knew what it took to be a professional and to be having have the right mindset as such. So yeah, he was brilliant and has continued to be brilliant. Obviously the last couple of weeks have been emotional, to say the least. Every time I kind of talked about it, I could feel myself welling up and stuff, and he was just like, look, it's natural to be emotional about it. It's been a big part of my life for a long, long time. I think I've always just been a footballer, you know, and now that's kind of coming towards the end. It's time to look to the future, and it's a scary prospect, but it's something that I'm happy with now. I've made my decision, and I'm just excited to see what has to come.
And what a career. You mentioned the Puskas there and that famous goal. What was that whole experience like now, looking back now, and obviously meeting the likes of Messi, Ronaldo, all of that, but then also the pressure that comes with that?
Yeah, look, I spoke earlier to a few of the guys. I think the Puskas was mental, like just the way it went. Like, it was, I never expected to be that well known in Ireland, for anyone to know my name, for anybody to want to do an interview with me or anything like that. You know, obviously I was always just focused on being the best footballer I could be. And that just shot off. It was mental the way it went. Obviously, for it to then get, obviously it went viral first, and then it got nominated, and there were so many people wanting to talk to me, so many people wanting to do interviews, all that sort of stuff. And that was not something I was used to. You know, it was crazy. And then after that, obviously having been at the heights of the Puskas, then I think people like scrutinise your career as much as possible. You're in the spotlight now, you know. Yeah. That way. And I think everything I done. Like, if I had a good game, it was the greatest game I've ever had. If I had a bad game, I was a terrible footballer nearly, you know, that way. And that's just the way people looked at it, because you're in the public eye. You have people who probably never seen you play having an opinion on you as a footballer, or don't know you having an opinion on you as a person. So that was something that I found hard to get used to, you know, to be in the public eye and to have people kind of commenting on me and talking about me as if... It's just weird. I can't explain it. It's just a weird, weird feeling to have that happen, but... Thankfully, everything has been quite positive. I think everybody got behind me in terms of the goal and everything like that, and the Puskas and the voting and all that, which is great. And since then, I just, like, I had so many opportunities away from football, but football was what got me where I am, you know, and I always wanted to play for as long as I could. And I always took risks. I always took on challenges. And I always pushed myself to be the best I could be. And that's all I can do, you know. And looking back on my career, I'm very proud of what I achieved and the opportunities that came my way. And obviously the friendships I made as well. Like, I've made some amazing friends through football. And it's been a mad journey. It really has, when you think about everything that's gone on. But I've had a good career and I'm happy with what I've achieved.
And a lot of challenges, I'm sure, as well. Yeah. Hasn't always been easy.
Yeah, 100%. And as I said, I think, obviously, particularly after the podcast, everybody kind of knew every move I was making. Everyone knew what teams I was going to. And I knew there was pressure, you know, and I knew I had to do well. And I think one thing I can take from everything I've done, everywhere I went, I was professional. I'd done my job. I'd done everything the right way. I controlled what I could control, you know, that way. And sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't. And that's just the reality of football. And I think that shaped me, not just as a footballer, but as a person, you know. You get character from disappointments, you know. You kind of gain a bit of mental resilience and here we go again type of thing. And that's a lot in football that happens, you know. I think for young players now playing, not everything goes your way. Not everything goes the way you expect it to go. And it's how you react and what you do to kind of keep going and keep pushing through. And that's all I've done my whole career is, right, what's next? We go again type of thing. And I've always just tried, as I said, have a professional mindset and always try to do the best I can do and control what I can control.
Yeah, like a lot of kids growing up have the talent, but why do you think you were different? Why do you think that you did make it?
I think just resilience. I think, as I said, like, I remember my very first trial for Ireland was for the under 15 schools team back in the day. We went into Whitehall in Dublin. I got through the first trial. We went to Mullingar then for the second one. It was a load of matches with loads of kids playing, and I didn't get picked. And I remember just being absolutely devastated, thinking that was it. I was never going to play for Ireland ever again. And then a few months later, I got a trial for the 17s, and we played a match. We won 4-0, and I scored 4 goals, and I had the best day of my life, do you know, that way. So football is mad. Like, honest to God, there's so many different people will have different opinions on you. And if you let every single opinion, negative one, put you down, you're never going to get through it. So I think it's just important to believe in yourself and look for new goals and try to keep sticking at it. And that's what I've done throughout my career. You know, I said I had ups and downs. I had some amazing highs, winning league titles, winning golden boots, all that sort of stuff. But then it's the times where it goes bad and how you react to that. I think that's the biggest character defining moments in your career. You know, it's about how you react to bad things that happen and just keep pushing on. And as I said, mental resilience is really important, and I think that's something that not enough is talked about, you know, that way. But I think that's been important to me over the years.
And not only have you played good football, but you've also been a trailblazer for the game itself. Bring it back to 2017 and taking the stand against the FAI and demanding change for better facilities for women's football and just better treatment overall. How proud are you now, looking back on young Steph that did that?
I think, like, in the moment, like, we all said, it's kind of now or never, we need to do this. And I think we all knew that a lot of us in the room that day weren't going to reap the benefits. It was going to be the girls coming after us, you know, that way. And I think you can see what the women have done, obviously getting to a World Cup, on the cusp of hopefully getting to a Euros. And it's been brilliant to see the progress in women's football since then. But for me, it was just brilliant to be part of it. It was brilliant to be part of a team that understood and recognised that change needed to happen. And we done our best to try and make it happen. And thankfully, as I said, it's moved on a lot since then. I think the girls currently playing now have a job to keep pushing the boundaries and keep making it better for younger girls coming through. But it was just brilliant to be part of a team that felt that passionately about it and wanted change and wanted to see women's football progress. And I was just glad to be part of it.
What's your proudest memory in an Ireland jersey?
My debut, I think. I made my home debut in Cork in Turner's Cross, and I came on as a sub and scored a late winner. So obviously, as a striker, scoring goals is something I love to do for Ireland, and there's nothing comes close to the feeling you get when you score for your country, particularly in a game that you win. So definitely that's probably one of the biggest ones for me.
Stephanie Zambra, thanks so much, and thanks for all the memories.
Thank you.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.